Alleluia! Christ is risen. There is no more significant phrase in any human language than those words, Christ is risen. It is an incredible claim because if it's true, and it is, then everything that we know about life and death is turned completely upside down. This news of Jesus' resurrection brings hope to those living in despair, joy to those overcome by grief, life to those who are living in death. There is no more important phrase in the world, no more important event in history than this resurrection. The words of the angel we hear again. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. The tomb is empty. Today is Easter, the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. Today is also April the 1st. The first time Easter has fallen on this date since the 1950s, so it is hard to resist the temptation to make a few April Fool's jokes. I heard a few ideas for Easter-themed April Fool's on your kids, things like putting broccoli or olives into the Easter eggs instead of chocolate and candy, or filling up an Easter basket with things like Windex and paper towels. Some of them were even more devious, taking the foil wrappers off those little mini Cadbury eggs and putting them around grapes instead, or filling up a hollow chocolate bunny with something much less pleasant like mustard. Now, those pranks might be a little cruel, but the most obvious April Fool's of the Easter story is, of course, the resurrection itself. I don't want to make too light of so serious a subject, but Jesus does defeat all the expectations of the priests and Pharisees and disciples alike. You thought I was gone? April Fool. They all react differently to this news, some with disbelief and skepticism, some with shock and stupefaction, or some with joy beyond all measure. Still, regardless of their initial reaction, it's hard to deny for any of the people involved that this resurrection news changed the course of their lives forever and the course of history altogether. But how do we react to this news? No matter how much we talk about the importance of the resurrection, it is still all too easy to brush it off and to look past it this day. How do we react when we've heard this all before? We celebrate Easter every year, more or less the same routine. Maybe it's become, Christ is risen, now let's go hunt eggs. Maybe you did get a nice Easter basket this morning, but there's a lot more to Easter than chocolate and bunnies. Or maybe it's, Christ is risen, breakfast was delicious, and lunch will be too, so let's go. Well, that's true, breakfast was good, and I have a lot of confidence in lunch. But, again, not really the most important priority in the long run. Maybe you've been joined by family this weekend, and you're thinking, Christ is risen, and the gang's all here. Well, that is good news. But it's not the good news. We could talk about the real good news in a number of ways. Christ is risen just as he said. Before he died, Jesus told his disciples that he would be killed, but that he would then rise from the dead. He told them this several times, actually. And it would be a mistake to look at Jesus' resurrection as just one more biblical miracle, just one more wonderful story about a supernatural occurrence. Jesus' resurrection is the fulfillment of God's word, a plan going back to the very beginning. His resurrection vindicates everything else he said and did during his earthly ministry. Because Jesus rose, we can trust him in all of these things. Christ is risen, just as he said. But there is more to Easter than just the fulfillment of prophecy from the past. It's about the future, too. Christ is risen, and so we will live, too. Good Friday is, in large part, about a reflection on death and the grim reality that we all face. But the resurrection shows that death is no longer truly in charge. It is no longer the end of our story. We don't need to have any fear of what's waiting on the other side. Easter points us to the future hope of eternal life. For those who believe. The fact of the resurrection points us to the past promises kept, and also to the future still to come. Christ is risen, never to die again, so we who have faith in him and have become God's children through him, we too will live forever. Well, that's past and future. What about the present? What is there right now, besides breakfast and chocolate and so forth? Well, in Romans, Paul talks about how baptism has connected us with the events that we commemorate and celebrate this weekend, how we are buried with Christ into death, how we are raised with Christ by the glory of the Father into new life. Everything we gain in baptism, everything we have in faith, is grounded in Easter. It is a gift of resurrection, not just on the last day, but new life here and now, too. Christ is risen, and in him we rise, too, to new life, forgiven and made clean, called to a new life of spiritual freedom. So maybe there is a way in which April Fool's Day is just the right day for Easter to fall on. Our epistle reading today is from 1 Corinthians, and there is a strong idea in the earlier part of that book of being a fool for Christ, or being a holy fool, faced with the hardship and the mistreatment and the slander that he and the other apostles faced for their preaching of Christ. Paul writes that he felt as if they were fools for the sake of their Lord. He also wrote, "If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. And also, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." There are many around us today, fellow Americans, who do not believe that the resurrection of Christ is a historical event. Many of them do view us as fools. Some with pity and concern, wishing that we would see the light like they do. Others with mocking and scorn against those stupid Christians who believe in myths and fairy tales. Even the New Testament itself says that if the resurrection were not true, we would be fools deserving of pity. It's all based on this. Is Jesus risen, or isn't he? The answer, yes, yes he is foolishness, perhaps, but it is also the truth. It is a life-changing, world-changing truth. So this Easter, I am glad to take the title of an April Fool, if that's what it makes me, to believe in that physical resurrection of Jesus as a historical fact, because that is indeed the claim of the Christian Church. Jesus, true God and true man, died on the cross on Friday, lay dead in the tomb on Saturday, and then early Sunday morning came back to life by the power of God, rose from the dead, burst out of the tomb, and is now glorified at God's right hand, ruling over all creation. That is the claim of the Christian Church. That is the most central and defining event in all history. Past, present, and future, everything is reflected and redefined and seen through the lens of this one event. It defines history, and it defines us, too. There are plenty of things that we can say in our defense about the historicity of Scripture, or philosophical defenses of our theology, and so forth. I think belief in Christian faith is a fully reasonable, rational decision. There's a whole category called apologetics devoted to making defenses of the faith like that. But still, at the end of the day, if this belief still makes us look foolish to the eyes of others, so be it. We will gladly celebrate our April Fool's Day today, because no matter how foolish it looks to others, we believe, as Scripture says, the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. The joy of resurrection belongs to those who believe in the Lord who rose, and I would much rather be considered a fool today than on the day of judgment. God does have a sense of humor. It's certainly there in the Bible to see. God has a sense of humor, and no matter what day the resurrection first happened, it is a great April Fool's laugh for us all to enjoy, to see the downfall of death and the devil, to see the return of our Lord, to laugh for joy. So today is indeed a great joy of the Church. Our Lord is risen. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. And so I can do no better than to simply echo the words of the Apostle Paul from our epistle reading, the thing which is of first importance, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to many people who testified to what they heard and saw. He died for your sins, he rose again, and you too will rise to new life. Christ is risen just as he said. Christ is risen, and in him we rise too. Christ is risen He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.